we're going to be talking about something that I'm a big fan of. Well, no, I'm not a big fan of, but I know it happens. I'm talking about being lazy. And specifically, I want to talk about lazy blogging. Now, if you've been with me for any length of time, you'll know that I started online a long time ago. My first website, my first actual domain that I registered was in 1996. That's right, 14 years ago, almost 15 years ago. It was called Virtual Selling. Still have that domain, but I've been sort of early for a lot of trends, and I'll give you another one I was early for. I actually had one of the first blogger accounts before it got picked up and bought. When it was a startup, I had a blogger account, and I actually wrote a book called Blogging Secrets, and if I'm not mistaken, it was 2001 or 2002, like 8 or 9 years ago. So people are talking about blogging now as if it's, you know, some people don't even know what one is, but it's been around for a long time. And I've probably torn down and started more blogs than I care to remember. And sometimes, you know, I wish I probably would have kept some of the blogs that I had. I didn't keep them. I turned them into Joomla membership sites, for example, or changed them around or played with them. And I really experimented a lot with blogs. And one of the things that I learned over the past 10 years, specifically as with blogging, is that although blogging is absolutely stupendous for Google and search engine optimization, it's just a natural with Google. Google loves blogs. One of the things that happens with blogs is that people have all of these great intentions about what they're going to do with it, and they're going to do this, they're going to add videos, they're going to podcast, they're going to do all these great things. They're going to be shoving content in, they're going to do AdSense ads, they're going to have an affiliate links, they're going to write reviews, they're going to promote this, and they're going to get rich with a blog. And at the end of the day, what usually happens is they may do that for 2 weeks and they go, oh my God, this is a lot of work. I don't want to spend the time, energy, or effort trying to keep on putting good, valuable content in blogs. And what happens from that point is sometimes what they'll do is they'll go and they'll use an auto-posting feature, which is software that takes articles that are not the person's articles and they kind of mix them up and put them in, post them in, or they'll use something else called an RSS feed and they'll aggregate content from other places and put it in as their own post just for the sake of posting. At the end of the day, you get a blog that is absolutely useless because it doesn't provide any value or information to the reader. Remember, the whole point of the blog is to voice your personal opinion about a particular topic or theme and to let people know what you think, good, bad, or ugly, and provide value to people, valuable information. And that's the rub with it. It takes too much time, energy, and effort for most people to do that who are small business owners or independent professionals or people who have another job. They don't want another task added on to go, oh my God, I got to update my blog again today. So here's what I'm going to suggest. There are a number of tools that allow you to do something very, very powerful. Now, you've probably heard about social marketing or social media marketing. And, you know, the other thing I just sort of want to review here is I started off, or I wrote in the 52 Secrets. My mom never told me about internet marketing. I talked about hub and spoke marketing, where you had a central hub, a blog with spokes. And when I read about it or wrote about it, it was more of sales pages were the spokes. But there is an offshoot to this whole model, and it's hub and spoke marketing with a central blog and spokes that are social media sites. And here's where the real key comes in. What we've been doing at setupblog.com, it's a service that we do for people who don't have time to set up a blog. We set up a blog for you, but what we're including are the tools and plugins that are free that allow you to be a lazy poster. And what that means to you is that all you have to do is send an email to an email address that we give you, and what it's going to do, it's automatically going to create a post on your blog. It's automatically going to tweet on your Twitter account so that you're letting everyone know who's following you that there is a new post with links back to the post. It's also going to update your activity stream in Facebook. Now again, if you don't have a Facebook account or a Twitter account, these other social networking sites I'm talking about, what we do is we set you up with those and create the accounts for you on your behalf just so that you have them. What it also does is it pings the services that update the other social networks that there's new content with trackback links to your post. It does all of these additional spokes or posts for you on the social networks. Now, why do you want to do this? Well, the reason is because you get into a many-to-many marketing mode. And what that means is that you can post or send one email, and it's getting out to a lot of people who are also spreading the word for you. Now, how does that work? Think about this, for example. You have some followers on your Twitter account. They're following your posts. If you make a post, your post shows up in their stream of posts that they're following. So with the more people that follow you, the more places your tweets show up on their stream. Same thing with the activity stream in Facebook. You can start marketing or have many people marketing on your behalf. And how is it lazy? Can you send an email? If you can send an email, you can post to your blog and post to all of these social marketing sites, social media marketing sites. This is absolutely imperative for people who are lazy, who don't have the time, energy, and effort to get out and actually write all sorts of content and start publishing it in a whole bunch of places. This happens automatically for you. Now, one of the other things that we do, obviously, in the service is we teach you how to make a post and how to send an email, but more importantly, what put into that email. So if you're interested in this, just have a quick visit to www.setupablog.com, open up an account, and we'll get you completely set up with a WordPress blog, a year of hosting, all of the templates that you could possibly want to look through. We put in 50 to start off with. All of the plugins, extensions for WordPress. We'll also create the social media marketing accounts for you if you don't have them. We get you set up and ready to go. More importantly, we teach you what to write in an email, who to send the email to, and have it automatically post to all of those sites. This is James Speak speaking. I want you to think about being lazy next time you start posting to your blog. And if you don't have one, it's absolutely imperative that you have one, a personal one for you.